The Delta variant, the unvaccinated, the two Americas, and other propaganda fabrications. July 7, 2021, by John Rappaport. There is no Delta variant. Because there is nothing to vary from. In other words, as I've been proving for more than a year, SARS-CoV-2 doesn't exist. But the vaccine establishment and public health officials are pumping up the Delta hoax in order to convince more people to take the highly dangerous RNA COVID vaccines, genetic treatments. Their narrative is a threat. In unvaccinated pockets, the Delta percolates and then breaks out, infecting many, followed by a further spread into communities of the vaccinated, where it can infect even those people. Gibberish. Every covert op starts out with a goal, an objective. Then an action plan for achieving the goal. Then, the story that will be told to make it seem as if the unfolding actions are responses to actual events in real time. The story about the Delta variant, for example, from the beginning of the fake pandemic. Tales of variants were always part of the plan, in order to move closer to the goal of universal vaccination. When we see the scale of the resistance against vaccination, we'll give them a variant narrative, to induce more people to take the shot. Right. We'll say the variant is more deadly and contagious than the original form of the virus. Another current element of propaganda, we now have two Americas, the states with high rates of vaccination and those with low rates. This divide is intolerable, we can't allow it. Why not? If millions of ignorant people insist on taking the destructive injection, and a smaller number refuse, and you have bordering states with vastly different vaccination policies and rates, then people have a choice. Live in state A or B, but choice is not what the establishment wants. That's why they whine and moan and warn about two Americas. And from the beginning of the op, they knew there would be states with very different vaccination rates, and they knew they would be warning against it. But wait. There's more. The propaganda describes people/areas where the vaccination rates are low as uneducated and Republican, or people of color. All along, the planning involved special targeting of these groups, demonizing the uneducated Republicans, and sympathizing with people of color as victims of disinformation. You blacks and Hispanics, it's not your fault you believe the vaccine is dangerous. White anti-vaxxer devils have been telling you lies. The total sum of all this propaganda? We don't want to. But in order to save the nation, we may have to institute mandated vaccination. The technical term is layers of bullshit. In case you've missed the last 10,000 years of human history, political leaders have always called for unity. It's been their basic con. Dissent and freedom of speech have always been afterthoughts, as far as these elitists are concerned. Therefore, some people vaccinated and some people unvaccinated has nothing to do with science, especially since, as I've described in dozens of articles, the whole immunization hypothesis is a rank fake. Rather, it has to do with disunity. We can't have division. It would destroy the foundation of this great nation. We must censor dissent from the artificial consensus. Science is a basic weapon for canceling and burning the First Amendment. We know what is true. So we don't need to permit debate. It's time-consuming, useless, distracting, and harmful. To be generous, we could say people have a right to be wrong. But why bother? Phalanxes of overgrown children emerging from colleges without a clue about logic or investigation have a special need to assert the value of their education. They fulfill this need by demanding everyone must follow the unthinking science they've mastered. A minor obstacle like the First Amendment can be brushed aside as out of date. People used to have a right to argue in the old days, before the truth was established. The COVID narrative, from 2019 up to this moment, was planned. The art of propaganda involves making that narrative seem as if it's composed of in-the-moment responses to unanticipated reactions of the public. And the plan doesn't require genius or even extensive data collection and profiling. Any reasonably intelligent person could sketch it out on a napkin during lunch. Why? Because 100 years of Rockefeller germ theory and vaccination lies have tuned up the population to respond to words like outbreak and epidemic in predictable ways. The link to this article posted on John's blog is here. Follow John on Gab at John Rappaport. John Rappaport. The author of three explosive collections, The Matrix Revealed, Exit from the Matrix, and Power Outside the Matrix, John was a candidate for a U.S. congressional seat in the 29th District of California. He maintains a consulting practice for private clients, the purpose of which is the expansion of personal creative power. Nominated for a Pulitzer Prize, he has worked as an investigative reporter for 30 years, writing articles on politics, medicine, and health for CBS Health Watch Louisiana Weekly, Spin Magazine, Stern, and other newspapers and magazines in the U.S. and Europe. John has delivered lectures and seminars on global politics, health, logic, and creative power to audiences around the world.